Resilience and divergence. Emerging markets are forging ahead in a new era for investors. Grant Webster, Alan Sear, Victoria Harling, Matt Christ, Alper Kilich, Archie Hart and Jaspal Boparai, from 91. Conflict-related commodity market disruption is just the latest in a series of shocks testing policymakers and unsettling investors. Yet a familiar pattern is playing out in markets. Grant Webster, company head of M Sovereign and FX. Historically, M's have borne the brunt of supply shocks, but in recent years, resilience has become a more common theme. From the post-COVID energy, inflation shock to last year's trade tariffs and now, war in Iran, the initial M sell-off has been brief and M outperformance has ensued. At the same time, developed markets have faced rising yields and higher volatility, blurring the traditional distinction between EM and DM risk. Behind this lies relative strengthening in M, with prudent fiscal policy, healthier current accounts and proactive central banks all boosting resilience. Investors and rating agencies are increasingly recognizing these improvements, with the current M upgrade cycle among the strongest seen in recent decades. Given this relative policy strength and higher real yields, we believe that M's are better placed to withstand inflation headwinds. Looking ahead, the key question is whether renewed supply shocks could trigger another inflationary episode similar to 2022, when inflation peaked at around 8% in EM, 1, and 7% in DM. Webster continued, "There will be winners and losers, but the backdrop is very different to 2022 when inflation forecasts had already risen sharply before Russia invaded Ukraine. Since February, M inflation expectations have only increased by 0.50 bits per second, and while a further rise is likely, high real rates across M give central banks a lot more room to maneuver than their DM counterparts. That resilience is also visible at the corporate level, where many M companies are used to operating with higher rates and inflation than the developed market peers." Alan Sear, company head of M Corporate Debt. "Coupled with the strength of activity data we see across much of the M universe, that means that M economies should be better placed to deal with inflationary pressures arising from the supply shock vis-a-vis the DM counterparts." Broader lessons from the Middle East. The market reaction to war in Iran is also informative through a more regional lens. While Middle Eastern markets initially came under pressure, the reaction proved short-lived. Credit spreads have already fallen back to pre-war levels, credit ratings have been largely unscathed and bond issuance is continuing and receiving strong investor demand. Victoria Harling, CIO, Middle East and co-head of M Corporate Debt. "The resilience we've seen in Middle Eastern markets reflects a macroeconomic transformation. Many economies have worked hard to reduce their reliance on oil exports, and that's really paying off. The region is also benefiting from efforts to position itself as a strategic commercial and financial hub in an increasingly multipolar world." Drawing parallels with the City of London in the early 2000s, Harling continued, "Authorities have made it abundantly clear that the region is open for business, and the number of global companies establishing a presence there is rising. At the same time, the region's bond markets are becoming bigger, broader and deeper. Alongside economic reform, the region is also undergoing rapid social and cultural change." Archie Hart, Emerging Markets Equity Portfolio Manager. "From the vibrant social scene in an increasingly multicultural Saudi Arabia to plans for the region's first casino in the UAE, the Middle East is changing and fast. Coupled with a raft of favorable characteristics, from time zone to connectivity, this is one of the most exciting regions for investors today." Energy market dynamics, a structural growth story for M investors. While the oil price shock is a global challenge, energy market dynamics are also providing a rich EM-centric opportunity set for investors. Rising energy demand is coinciding with constrained and disrupted supply. Crucially, this is coinciding with a clean tech sector transformation. Solar modules, batteries and electric vehicles, EVs, have become the cheapest options available for M economic and sustainable development, as China's ambitious manufacturing and deployment rollout has pushed prices down at extraordinary speed. Matt Christ, Emerging Market Transition Debt Portfolio Manager. These improved economics have expanded the commercial opportunity set in EM, and many of the associated investment opportunities reside in the private credit world. We've made deals across the energy value chain: wind power generation in the Philippines, energy transmission lines in Brazil, a renewable data center provider in Latin America, and Egypt's first sustainable aviation fuel production facility. Private deals in emerging markets also offer investors a favorable risk-return profile, which contrasts with a loosening of underwriting standards in the U.S. Alper Kilic, head of alternative credit. Across M, we're seeing investment opportunities that tick multiple boxes for investors: exposure to structural growth themes, attractive yields and strong deal protections, on loans to fundamentally strong borrowers. I, a disruptor and enabler. The examples above help explain how the M private credit opportunity set is inherently heavy asset, low obsolescence, halo. Kilic noted, these capital-intensive, physically irreplaceable assets contrast with the asset-light, software services business models that are increasingly prevalent in the U.S. private credit market and appear most exposed to risks from AI disruption. In EM equities, too, there are compelling comparisons to be made with the U.S. around AI. The AI boom increasingly depends on hardware. A small group of M firms sit at the physical limits of that infrastructure. The Secret Seven may represent one of the most overlooked opportunities in global equities today. Against a backdrop of a global shortage of chips, AI-driven memory demand is creating an enduring tailwind for South Korea's Samsung Electronics. SK Hynix is another Korean firm benefiting from the memory upcycle underpinning AI infrastructure spend. Elsewhere, a number of companies are well-placed in the context of Taiwan's AI export complex and data center supply chain demand. Some of these businesses trade at multiples that are just a fraction of the lofty valuations seen in the U.S. today, said Hart. Meanwhile, CATL is an example of a listed Chinese company with a true global edge. Its EV Kilin battery supports a 1,000 km driving range on a single charge. The pace of AI development in the physical economy in China is also accelerating rapidly, including advances in autonomous humanoid robotics, as evidenced by a robot breaking the human half-marathon record. Hart, there are increasing parallels with the dot-com bubble, when M equity valuations remained relatively low while parts of the U.S. stock market overheated. The years that followed saw strong M outperformance after the bubble burst. Today, we see similar dynamics emerging, making this the most compelling entry point for M equities I've seen in 25 years. Reasons to recalibrate investment views. From a more structural perspective, even as resilience strengthens the risk profile of M assets, an enduring premium remains. SIA. While the M corporate credit universe is highly diverse and it's vital to take a selective investment approach, the overall compensation for risk is generous. Across the M universe, country-specific concerns often overshadow a company's underlying fundamental strength, pushing yields above those offered by DM bonds of a similar credit quality. This phenomenon extends to the private market space. In the M private credit world, the reason for the favorable risk-return profile is an enduring barrier to entry. The inherent complexity of these markets and the years required to build local expertise and origination networks mean competition remains limited, and the premium shows little sign of eroding, said Kilic. Taking a wider lens, with Hungarian 10-year government bond yields now within around 75 bits per second of their UK equivalents, there is a strengthening case for taking a more holistic view of global investment allocations. Jaspal Boparai, company head of UK institutional. With supply shocks becoming the new norm, traditional asset class behavior shifting and old M/DM distinctions breaking down, investors must rethink how they build resilience and diversification in their portfolios while positioning themselves for a transforming world. 1.91 estimates exclude India, incomplete dataset, Turkey, extreme values. Ends. Author, at Grant Webster, 91 plus posts. Bio at Grant Webster, 91. Emerging markets, From Periphery to Powerhouse at Grant Webster, 91. Debunking 5 Emerging Market Myths. At Alan Sear, 91 plus posts. Bio at Alan Sear, 91. An Emerging Market Debt Investor's Navigation Guide for 2026 at Alan Sear, 91. Emerging Markets. From Periphery to Powerhouse at Alan Sear, 91. Debunking 5 Emerging Market Myths at Alan Sear, 91. Chinese New Year. Navigating the Year of the Snake at Alan Sear, 91. Hidden Gems. How to Stop Worrying and Learn to Live With, If Not Love, Tariffs. At Victoria Harling, 91 plus posts. Bio at Victoria Harling, 91. An Emerging Market Debt Investor's Navigation Guide for 2026. At Matt Christ, 91 plus posts. Bio at Matt Christ, 91. Oil shock may accelerate the shift to electrification, especially in emerging markets. At Matt Christ, 91. Emerging Markets. From Periphery to Powerhouse at Matt Christ, 91. Debunking 5 Emerging Market Myths. At Alpa Kilich, 91 plus posts. Bio at Alpa Kilich, 91. Emerging Market Private Credit Stands Apart as Cracks Appear in US Private Credit at Alpa Kilich, 91. M Alternative Credit 2026 Outlook. An Abundance of Untapped Opportunities at Alpa Kilich, 91. Debunking 5 Emerging Market Myths. At Archie Hart, 91 plus posts. Bio at Archie Hart, 91. The Secret 7. Emerging Market Firms Powering the Next Wave of AI Infrastructure at Archie Hart, 91. How Emerging Markets Are Rewriting the Volatility Playbook at Archie Hart, 91. Hidden Gems. 2025 Emerging Markets Outlook at Archie Hart, 91. 91 reacts to the US election at Archie Hart, 91. Hidden Gems. 5 factors pointing to an emerging market rebound. At Jaspal Boparai, 91 plus posts. Bio at Jaspal Boparai, 91. Emerging Markets. From Periphery to Powerhouse. Share on your socials.